This next poem is a request, and I seldom do requests unless someone asks me to. And the title of this is Keats, an obvious reference to John Keats, British poet who died well, he was 25 when he died, or something. Okay? Keats, you lie like a wrinkled canvas across my bed. Elixirs of love and routine necessities are smeared across your face. I'm sorry, the title of this is Sheets. Sheets, I'm sorry. Geez, I don't know how I miss that one. Sheets. Okay, now settle down. This is poetry. You lie like a wrinkled canvas across my bed. Well, it almost makes sense. Elixirs of love and routine necessities are smeared across your face. I don't know what to do. I could continue hiding you under the covers, but I'm ashamed to take anyone else there. And the nights are getting long. Washing is the only answer. But when I take you into laundromats, mothers gape in horror, pull their children from my wake, hide their innocent eyes, and hope they won't ask, "What's that on his sheets, Mommy?" No. Daylight assaults are impossible. Some night, when the streets are still, I'll take you under my arm like some long abandoned ghost lover. And we will walk together. If someone should see us, I will whistle and pretend you're not with me. Once inside that desolate arcade so close to godliness, you will be turned over to machines until you are purified. I will inspect old newspapers and ignore your pleading face pressing against the glass. You will spin until the dirt has eroded and your skin has dried. Then I will pull your body out like a slender pale Christ, fold you carefully, and take you home. Spread you across the bed, still warm and practically virginal. Too beautiful to sleep with. I'll curl up on a couch with my oldest blanket. Tonight, you can rest. Tomorrow, I understand, a carnival is passing through.
Okay, thank you.